We're going to be talking some de-escalation training. Is that correct?
Training model to train our officers in de-escalation.
All right. So what all does that entail?
Well, de-escalation for our purposes, it's defined as moving someone who's in an agitated, heightened state down to a level in which we can communicate with them and that they can communicate with us. And we can begin to reason and try to work through problems.
Sure. And so there are a couple, different levels of that.
Well, yes. So the particular program that we use, it's important to point out, is an evidence-based program. There's research supporting that in police departments where it's been used, uses of force and officers' injuries have been reduced by using this program. And it also reduces negative community reactions to use of force and reduces the financial costs that come from lawsuits and things that kind of come along with use of force issues as they come up. But yes, so this is the only level 3 de-escalation program that's currently available. It's federally funded. These are kind of some of the reasons that we went with the program. It's a grant funded program. So the city or the Independence Police Department gets the officers are the city's reimbursed for the officers' time through the grant program. And so level 1 is kind of like using the golden rule or what, the 21st Century Policing Committee came up with was the term procedural justice. And this just involves, operating with transparency, fairly administering the law, treating people with dignity and respect, and then giving folks an opportunity to have a voice prior to the officer make a decision on a call. And then level 2 is kind of a light touch on crisis intervention and a trauma-informed approach where officers use empathy and patience and consideration and try to relate to what the person is experiencing in the moment without judging them and trying to work through the crisis with them. And once the person feels safe, then we give them a time and opportunity to cooperate with police needs. And then the level 3, this is where the program that we use adds on to what's already out there, and that's we use personality modeling to resolve conflict, use terms and techniques and based on the needs that a person's personality type has to try to work with them and meet them where they're at.
For sure. And, because anytime, when police are often called into situations, there's a lot of emotions going on. It can be a tense situation. So I can imagine training like this can be very valuable.
It is. And you're absolutely right. And the officer is the professional in that situation. So they're the one that needs to control themselves. We use a process. A lot of people probably heard of the DISC personality modeling. There's a new version of it called DISC Esoterica. And so we use that to rapidly assess personality type and then approach that person from a perspective that they can appreciate.
Sure. And obviously, I would imagine, de-escalation can work for some situations, but it's not going to be working for every situation.
No, it doesn't. And we're very clear in our expectations and training about that. We don't expect officers to expose themselves to risk. Officer safety is important to us. I care about the officers that I work with. Personally, I know them and their families, and so I want them to be safe. So I'm never going to do anything that's going to put them in harm's way intentionally. Our policy does require that when it is safe, officers need to try to de-escalate or calm people before they apply force. In other words, just give people time to listen and calm down and start to make rational decisions, and hopefully we could avoid that use of force. But ultimately, it's not up to the police officer, and ultimately, it's up to the individual that the officer needs to work with. And if the officer has to take an enforcement action, and that person just simply will not comply, then we will use force, and that's a part of it. But the goal here is to give them an opportunity to not use force.
Sure. And as far as the actual training goes, you know, is this some, you know, kind of coursework, some maybe book work? Is it all online? Do you have, you know, how often do you have to go through all of this?
So the program recommends that officers go through it, I believe, annually, 2 years, every 2 years at the maximum. And it is a 2-day course. Prior to the course, the officers take the DISC model, the DISC esoteric personality assessment, and then they learn about what their personality type is, and then we run them through hands-on, you know, once we give them the basic level of training, then we run them through a number of several hours of hands-on scenarios where they actually try to assess the personality type and then try to communicate with that person in a manner that that person will respect and hopefully comply with.
Sure. And I mean, you mentioned 21st century policing and these skills, these de-escalation skills, I would imagine they need to be kept sharp just like, you know, handgun skills would need to be kept sharp. You know, we are kind of living in a new world where we need all the tools that we can have in our tool belt, I would think.
Certainly. And if you only have one tool, the old saying about, you know, if all you have is a hammer, every problem. That's certainly not what society expects from their law enforcement. And as a matter of fact, one of the founding principles of modern law enforcement is that to secure public trust, police must apply force as sparingly as possible. And so by utilizing de-escalation, the goal is to get that maximum compliance with the minimum potential for harm to people and property. You know, maximum compliance with minimum intervention to people's lives. And, you know, if we can communicate in a professional way, if we can control ourselves in the way that we talk to people, the words that we use, then hopefully we can reduce that frustration and anger and whatever else it is that that person is feeling in the moment, anxiety, whatever it is, and try to get them into a mental state where they can consider complying peacefully with police direction.
No, absolutely. And that is just, you know, it's a very important thing. And I think a lot of people realize that, or they maybe don't realize that there's so many facets of police work, continuing education, all that training. Anything else you'd like to add on our topic of de-escalation today?
Well, the only other thing, as always, and people probably get tired of hearing it, though, you know, we would like to reduce crime in our community, but to do that, we need everybody to pitch in and do their part. And, you know, just remember, lock your doors, lock your windows, roll the windows up on your car. Don't leave your keys in the car. Don't leave your valuables in the car. You know, put lights on your house, anything you can do to increase visibility around your house so that if there's a problem, your neighbors can see what's happening, or a police officer or someone driving by can see that there's a problem and call 911 and let us know we need to come over and check on your residence or your business, all those kinds of things. You know, look into those things that you can do to harden the target and make it more difficult for someone to break into your house and try to make you a victim.
Absolutely. Well, Chief Harrison, I really appreciate you coming on the program today, and I look forward to talking with you next time.
All right, James. Well, you have a great day. Thanks for having me on.
You too. Have a good one. That was Independence Police Chief Jerry Harrison joining us on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And we'll continue with more in a moment. We have Fox News coming up and a look at your local news as well. We also have Coffeyville Reawakening coming in today and Coffeyville Friends of Animals coming on as well. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.